This is IGN.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Operation Tango Review by Luke Riley. Communication is key, and that's true whether you're in a relationship or guiding someone through defusing a bomb that's about to send the world back to the Stone Age. Operation Tango is an asymmetrical co-op-only spy-em-up inspired by the likes of 2015 indie puzzler Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, and all those scenes in the Mission Impossible movies where Simon Pegg is telling Tom Cruise which direction to run in. With one player assuming the role of the field agent and the other, the intrepid hacker, running support remotely, success demands total cooperation exclusively via voice communications to negotiate its short series of high-tech infiltrations. The end result is ultimately a bit lighter on outright action than I'd anticipated, and some of the puzzles are annoyingly silly. But when Operation Tango clicks, it's cool and satisfying, albeit short and a little shallow. With a cyber terrorist to catch and the core philosophy of Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock as your guiding star, it's up to you and ideally your least stupid friend to negotiate your way through what's essentially a tangled thread of puzzles, where each of you will generally only ever have half the answers. Broadly speaking, the agent's missions play out in first person on site, and the hacker's mission occur in a stylized virtual environment of databases and Hollywood-style software systems. But there are regular instances where the hacker will suddenly find themselves immersed in a bizarre virtual world, or the agent will be required to dig through computer files and do their own hacking. There's probably a bit too much of the latter, but I'll get to that in a moment. The main thing to know is that Operation Tango is overtly designed, so the only way you should know what your friend is seeing is if they explain it to you. And therefore, it's very much a remote co-op experience, and not a same-screen, same-couch one. Operation Tango is at its absolute best when it really leans into core spy movie tropes, like, say, when the agent needs to sneak into an empty office to boot up a particular employee's computer to give the hacker the info they need to progress, or when the hacker is guiding the agent around deadly drones or lasers with urgent, barked instructions. A mission set on a moving train is a particular highlight, beginning with an immersive game of hide-and-seek as the agent and hacker work together to uncover an unknown mule, and ending with a race against time to stop the runaway loco with the most dangerously convoluted emergency braking system ever devised. The puzzles can be a fraction hit and miss, however, and for every frantic emergency procedure or neat bit of code breaking, there's an obtuse rhythm-matching button-bashing sequence where we literally had to pause while I retrieved a pen and paper. Or an irritating moving ball puzzle where one player controls the X-axis and the other controls the Y-axis. Operation Tango is arguably at its weakest when the required tasks get too trite and illogical within the espionage fantasy developer Clever Plays has worked hard to establish. Unfortunately, it has a bit of a habit of going from shrewdly designed brain teasers that give you and your mate just enough breadcrumbs to bust wide open and enjoy the teamwork-driven lightbulb moments they create to stretches of time where I felt like I was mindlessly mashing buttons. While Operation Tango works to separate its roles with the agent in the thick of the action and the hacker peering into the digital abyss, there's arguably a bit too much supplemental hacking regularly required of the agent character. As the agent doesn't really have any combat capabilities, it often feels like there are simply two hackers, only one has to walk around while the other sits. Operation Tango would have benefited from more objectives where the agent was on the run through the levels with only the hacker's guidance. This is definitely where I had the most fun playing the agent. It would also have been more fun were the frame rate as the agent on PS5 not so surprisingly uneven, especially given the simple and chunky visual style doesn't seem like it should be especially taxing on such modern hardware. It wasn't bad enough to turn me off playing, but it certainly was noticeable. Our playthrough of these 6 total missions in Operation Tango took a little under 4 hours. Hypothetically, it's good for at least a pair of runs, as switching roles will allow you to see each mission through a different lens. That said, even though you'll be doing different tasks, knowing what the other player is seeing because you've done it before spoils Operation Tango's special sauce. Even though the actual codes and answers to the puzzles change when replaying missions, the way you uncover the info is the same, so you'll really just be going through the motions. However, while it's admittedly a fairly brief experience, it's worth noting that Operation Tango will actually let a friend join the action with you for no additional charge. Only one player needs to own it, and the other can play along with them simply by downloading the free trial. And of course, it's included in PlayStation Plus at the moment. The verdict. Operation Tango was a clever and appealing take on a co-op spy experience with eye-catching style and excellent music. It's short and not all that replayable, and some of the puzzles are annoyingly silly when compared to its best challenges and conundrums, but it's still well worth a play with a friend with patience and a keen eye for detail. Operation Tango gets a good 7 out of 10.
Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.